It's Mark and Walt in the morning here on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela, and I'm joined in the studio now by a couple of folks that are here to talk about the Patient and Family Advisory Council, which is at UPHS, UP Health System, Marquette. Dale Moylan is here, also Michelle Augustin, who they are co-chairs of the council. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in this morning. The Patient and Family Advisory Council over at UP Health System Marquette. Michelle, tell me a little bit about this. You co-chair this. You're also employed at the hospital. But tell me about what this council is and a little bit about maybe how it came to be.
Yeah, thank you. So our Patient Family Advisory Council was started in 2017. We have a Patient Family Advisory Council as a means to help bring the community voice to projects that are community facing at the hospital. So really our purpose is, you know, we want to make sure we're bringing that patient perception to the work that we're doing.
So when you say patient facing, this means this is where the public interacts with the hospital, right? And can you tell me a little bit about, from your perspective, what you do at the hospital and how this benefits that effort?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, for example, we have the second registration area that just opened. It was a really big deal to get that back open. Patient Family Advisory Council was a big part of really keeping that idea alive and getting it going and encouraging that movement. And now the Patient Family Advisory Council helps to kind of work on the patient flow. So it's kind of an ongoing, you know, the leadership has projects that are happening, but we invite that council in for that perspective.
Now, Dale Moylan is here also. He is one of the co-chairs. He is a community member on the Patient and Family Advisory Council. Tell me a little bit about that. Tell me about your involvement as a community member and why this is something that you decided to get involved with.
The way I see it, it is our community hospital, and I want to see it improve and improve that patient experience. Mm-hmm. I use it, my family uses it. So as we go through it, just wanted to be part of it and help make that happen.
And this is kind of why you both are here this morning, is the council is recruiting. You are looking for people from the community to get involved. We'll get into a little bit about who you're looking for in just a moment. But Dale, tell me a little bit about why you decided to get involved with this and what that experience has been like so far.
Well, my previous life, I worked in healthcare, and mm-hmm. I worked a lot with the hospital on a variety of things. So as I retired, I wanted to become involved, stay engaged in the healthcare community. Mm-hmm. So one way to do that was join the PFAC mm-hmm. and work on those projects that are specifically for improving the patient experience. And the best projects are not only those that improve the patient experience, but also can impact staff morale and family member experience as well, because there's many pieces to this as you go through it.
As Dale Moylan, and he is the co-chair with Michelle Augustin of the Patient and Family Advisory Council at UP Health Systems Marquette. This is an opportunity or a group that is formed to help with the patient experience, community experience with UP Health Systems Marquette. Dale, you are a community member on this council. You've been involved now for a few years. Why should somebody that maybe is interested in the community's hospital and healthcare for themselves, their families, etc., why should they consider getting involved with this? Because you are recruiting now.
Well, if you feel that you want to be involved and actually make an impact, mm-hmm. This is the council to be on, because it is the interface between the community and the health system. Mm-hmm. And the leadership of the hospital looks to the PFAC, so we have the leadership's ear. And matter of fact, Michelle or I, depending on who's on availability, mm-hmm. has a seat at the table at the hospital board meetings. So we report PFAC activity mm-hmm. once a quarter to the hospital board.
And this is an opportunity for members of the community to get involved with this advisory council, as the term is patient-facing. This is the interaction between the community, the hospital, and how that all works, but also taking a look at things like the staff and things in the morale. And Michelle Augustin, you have a perspective on this because you are employed by the hospital, but this is also something that goes into what you do there, and you want to hear from people. You want them to get involved, especially if they want to have an impact.
Absolutely. I'm a very big proponent of hearing feedback so we can make a difference. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's not always easy conversations, but making change, you have to have honesty and you have to have transparency. And the PFAC is a great place to try to work towards positive change, to look for opportunities and do that.
So one of the things is you are here today to just tell everybody that you are recruiting members, people to join this council. You have some openings. Michelle, who are you looking for that would be someone that would be eligible to be considered to join the council?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, our meetings are every other month. So we really, because we only meet every other month, we really want people that are invested in being there for those meetings. And then we kept the space that extra month to do some projects. So somebody that wants to be involved in positive change and work on those projects. It's not really a lot of time, but just to know that those meetings are important. We want people that have a hospital experience within the last 2 years. And I do stress people that want to make a positive change and learn. It's a great opportunity.
Okay, how do they do that? How do they find out a little bit more so they can get involved and maybe consider joining the Patient and Family Advisory Council?
Yeah, so you can go to our website. It's www.uphealthsystem.com. And I think the easiest way to do it is search PFAC, P-F-A-C, mm-hmm. and there's going to be a link to the PFAC page, and you can apply right there. There's also a social media Facebook post where you can apply. It'll link right to that.
We will be sure to link that into the posting of this interview at our website at sunny.fm as well. That is Michelle Augustin and Dale Moylanen. They co-chair the Patient and Family Advisory Council for UP Health System Marquette. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it, and hopefully get some folks involved.
Thank you.
All right. If you missed any of this interview, look for it at our website at sunny.fm.